very harsh but effective striking technique for women's self-defense deals with the airway. We're going to deal with the throat now. As Teresa grabs me, well, let's do a front choke again. The throat and airway offers a very, very interesting target for me. There are a thousand things I could do, but once again, this is a life or death situation. And if this is the technique that you're naturally drawn to, I encourage you to use it. The most effective way for me to attack her throat is to make a small edged weapon like this. If I make a large striking surface and her chin is down a little bit, or even if she's just looking at me, it's very difficult for me to fit in there. My hands are fairly large. If I make a pointed surface, however, I can get into that airway very effectively. My goal is to strike into the airway with my thought of my hand coming out of the rear. Obviously, it's not going to happen, but it allows me to deliver energy deep into the tissue. Now, just as we were with the eyes and other parts of the body, there's going to be instant reflex action for her to move away from this. And isn't that what I want to begin with? Absolutely. However, don't do it just to see if they'll move away. If you're going to do this, then reach up there and strike them into the throat. Punch it as if you're trying to crush the airway. Now, I will tell you this. This is a lethal technique and not one to be taken lightly. This is not a game. It's not a joke by any stretch of the imagination. But I do want to offer you techniques that could possibly save your life. So when you do this, understand the ramifications. Don't hesitate, but make sure you understand the ramifications. So think about what you're doing before you do this. So the throat strike is a very effective striking technique for women's self-defense.